Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest. If you remember back to our gospel reading to this past Sunday, this is what the crowds were shouting, yelling with great gusto as they strew palm branches and cloaks on the ground, welcoming Jesus into Jerusalem. Or how about this? The gospel reading from a few Sundays from now is the angel Gabriel tells Mary about the son that she's about to carry in her womb. Gabriel says, "He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David." Or what about these words, which we read and recite every Christmas Eve, words that many of us probably know by heart, the words of the angel to the shepherds as he announced the Savior to the world. "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." David, David, David. It seems like, at least during the Advent and Christmas season, we just can't seem to get away from this guy. He's everywhere. So often when Jesus is mentioned, especially during this time of the year, the name of this particular ancestor of his, this king, this David, is attached to the hip. Why is this? Why? What is it about David that makes him so special and that his name is so constantly being attached to the name of Jesus? Was David divine? Was he sinless? Did he raise people from the dead or die for the sins of the world? No. David, as you know, was a sinful human, just like the rest of us. He was given to lust. There were times in his life when he lied so incessantly that he turned it into an art form. He was prone to incredible acts of violence. So what the big deal? Why the honors? Why do we, every Advent and Christmas season, give David top billing when it comes to the story of Jesus? Well, the answer lies in the words of Jesus himself, who after his resurrection in Luke chapter 24, he appears to two of his disciples outside, out on the road to Emmaus, and Luke tells us, "Beginning with Moses and the prophets, he interpreted to them all of the scriptures, the things concerning himself." And so all of this thing that we call Holy Scripture, from Genesis to Revelation, ultimately has one purpose. It's to teach us about Jesus. All of Holy Scripture, both the Old and New Testaments, are given to us so that we may know and believe everything that God has done for us in Christ, and that we would have life because of what he's done. The life of David, then, is also recorded for us in God's Word in order to teach his people about their coming Savior. The great things that David did, however amazing they were done so that those who witnessed them, either in person or in our case, through the written Word, would be pointed to the time when God would fulfill his promise and send his Son to deliver his people from their sin. And so it's fitting that we should read about David during this Advent season, which we will be doing for the Wednesday night services, because by teaching us about David, God's Word teaches us about Jesus Christ. It is all about Jesus. Our reading this evening marks the first time that David appears on the scene in the Old Testament. The nation of Israel, having gone through the period of judges and wanting so badly to be like the other nations around them, they had asked the prophet Samuel for a king. And despite his misgivings, Samuel receives permission from God to grant their request, and King Saul is chosen. It doesn't take long for things to go downhill. It quickly becomes apparent that Saul just isn't up to the task of governing God's people. He fails to keep the Lord's commandments, and so God rejects Saul as king and sends Samuel to find and anoint another king. A king who will be, in the words of the prophet Samuel, a man after God's own heart. This will be a king who seeks after God and obeys his commandments, one who governs according to the will of his Lord. This will be a man whom God will use to destroy the enemies of Israel, to make a kingdom out of a nation of tribes, and to father a family lineage through which God will bring about the Savior of all mankind. This man will be a king in every sense of the word. So God sends Samuel to find a king. He doesn't send him to Jerusalem or Jericho or to a military encampment somewhere where the greatest warriors are gathered. No, God tells Samuel to go to Bethlehem. Israel's new king, a king after God's own heart, is in Bethlehem. And so that's where Samuel goes, to the house of Jesse, where he consecrates Jesse and his sons and invites them to attend a sacrifice to the Lord, and he looks for Israel's king. There is a problem, however, because none of Jesse's sons in front of him is the one whom God has chosen to be king. Sure, the outward appearances were impressive, just as they had Saul's outward appearance had been impressive. That doesn't matter, because as our reading says, the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. These sons were impressive. They were probably skilled leaders and warriors, but their hearts betrayed the fact that they were unfit to govern God's people. The only heart that would do that was the one that was not in attendance. The man possessing that heart, it turns out, was not with his brothers, but with his sheep. The heart that God sought to lead his people, the heart that he desired to use in order to point his people to his coming, the coming reign of his son, wasn't the heart of a great leader or a mighty warrior, although he would later become all those things. But it was the heart of a man tending his flock. God chose the heart of a shepherd. Samuel, God seems to say, I have a new king for my people. Go to Bethlehem and find a shepherd. And this is a journey that we make each and every December as we celebrate Advent and anticipate the coming of Christmas. Every December we come back to Bethlehem because the angels have told us that's where the newborn king is found. Our king is the absolute perfection of everything David was, not just being a man after God's own heart, but being the Father's son, he possessed the very heart of God himself. The king that we seek each Advent season is also one who, like David, has come to deliver us from our enemies. However, the enemy that our king destroys isn't made of flesh and blood and isn't armed with a sword, but it's the devil himself. Our king does battle with our greatest enemy, destroys him, and lays waste to the devil's kingdom of sin, death, and despair by ushering in a new kingdom of forgiveness, joy, and everlasting life. David was chosen in Bethlehem to be Israel's king. The one that we look for in Bethlehem is truly the King of Kings. Like Samuel, we shouldn't be fooled by appearances. We go to Bethlehem each year looking for a king, and we find one. But that isn't all we find. In Bethlehem, we find a shepherd, a good shepherd, who faithfully leads and tends his flock, who knows each of his sheep by name, and whose sheep know the sound of his voice. In Bethlehem, we find a shepherd who will leave his flock to search out and bring back any of his own that wander off and go missing. In Bethlehem, we find a shepherd who will willingly and gladly lay down his life for his sheep and who will shed his own blood so that we, his flock, would be spared. In Bethlehem, we find a shepherd who leads us down the paths of righteousness, one who restores our soul by leading us to the still waters of baptism, who prepares a table before us of his own life-giving body and blood. This is the shepherd who walks with us through the valley of death, protecting us from all evil with his rod and his staff. The shepherd that we wait for in the manger is one of goodness and mercy, and he will never leave us all the days of our lives. So Samuel went to Bethlehem to find a king, and God gave him a shepherd. By telling Samuel to anoint David as king over Israel, God teaches his people about their coming Savior who would be called the Anointed One, or as it says in Greek, the Christ. Jesus Christ is our Anointed One, our King, and our Good Shepherd. This Advent season, as we prepare to return once again to Bethlehem, we joyfully wait for the birth of our Savior, our Shepherd, to come and save us. With Samuel, we look for our King, and we rejoice as we find him born and given to us just as God promised. And thanks be to God. for our coming shepherd and King Jesus Christ, who brings us out of darkness and into the house of the Lord to dwell forever and ever. In his name, amen.